What is up, and welcome to the Pasta Physique Podcast, a place where we give you the tools to align your body, mind, and soul so you can create a life you're obsessed with.
We're your hosts, Jen and James, and we manifested our dream life here in Italy, where we eat pasta, lift weights, swim in the sea, and enjoy wine with dinner. It's all about balance.
We are on a mission to help you feel empowered to take messy action on your journey. Want to join us? Let's dive right in. What is up? Welcome back to the podcast. It is Jen here today for a solo episode, and today I am talking about how to start an at-home yoga practice. So if you're new to Pasta Physique, welcome. I am Jen, and I am a yoga coach for women, and I help women really feel better through yoga. So if you're like, wow, that's me, I could feel better, then this is the episode for you as we talk about how to start a yoga practice at home. So first of all, if you're really like feeling this is something that you want to do, then I am celebrating you. I am so excited that you want to have yoga in your life. I think it is life-changing. I truly believe that the entire world would be a happier, really just in general, better place if more and more people met the practice of yoga. I truly think it would change the world, which is why I do what I do, because I want to share that gift with others, because I know the impact that it has had on my life and how I have been able to really step into my purpose, which sounds cheesy, but it's true. I have found my calling through the practice of yoga, and it just so happens to be sharing the gift of yoga. So, if you want to start yoga, I specifically said at home here because there's such a beautiful, beautiful thing about an at-home yoga practice. And when you have yoga that you can do at home, it really opens up new opportunity to play, to explore your body. It removes the need to compare. It removes the pressure of feeling like you need to be at a certain level, which you don't. But when you're at home, you get to do it on your terms. I mean, you can do it at your terms in the studio too, but even just in the sense of time, you don't have to worry about a teacher because you're the teacher. You get to teach yourself. Let that sink in. You can teach yourself. You have everything you need to guide yourself through a yoga practice. So really, you also already have everything you need to begin, which is your body and your breath. Now, I wish I had some fancy answer for you as to like this magical process of how to get started, but really the key is to just start. It's to just start. Now, I'm not going to leave you hanging with that and just like end the episode 3 minutes. Just start. No, of course, there we can dive into that a little bit and what that might look like and some tips that I have for you to get started. But really what I want you to do first is reflect on why it is that you want to practice yoga. And of course, in this episode, we're reflecting on the physical practice of yoga, the asana practice, the poses or the shapes, which is why I find many, if not all of my clients first come to the yoga practice for the physical practice, which is why I started yoga, when really that's 1/8 of the practice of yoga, which is really a beautiful thing, is there's so many layers and there's so much depth. So really begin by thinking, why is it that you want to practice yoga? What is it? Is it that you want to get more flexible? Is it that you want to improve your balance, increase your strength? Maybe you want to get some back pain relief. Perhaps you want it to support some other exercise that you do. I have personally experienced like my weight training has increased so much, the gains that I've been able to get because of my yoga practice. Maybe you want to feel more relaxed or to sleep better. There's so many studies out there from a lot of associations and organizations and universities about the benefits of yoga. Like there is no denying what yoga can bring into your life, okay? And a lot of that is tangible benefits, such as, you know, your flexibility improves. You can touch your toes. And a lot of that is also the intangible benefits, such as your confidence skyrocketing, feeling better equipped to handle, you know, the wobbles of life because you handle the wobbles on your mat. So really take some time to consider why. Why do you want to get on your mat? Maybe journal on that for a little and allow that to be like your lighthouse, your guiding compass when it comes to be thinking about actually getting on your mat. Okay, that's step number one, is reflect on your why. And know that your why can change, okay? Know that that will evolve as you explore the practice of yoga. It may completely change, and that's totally, totally allowed and totally okay. The next thing I want you to think about is, why haven't you started yet? What's been holding you back? Okay, is it fear of going to a yoga studio? Is it not knowing what you should do? Is it not really understanding what maybe some of the poses' names are in Sanskrit? And that kind of freaks you out a bit. Whatever it is, allow yourself to really think, what is holding me back? Is it my schedule? Is it uncertainty? And allow yourself to think about that, because when you can think about what is the specific block, then you can start to work around that. And that goes with anything in life, with any goal. When you consider, okay, why haven't I achieved this yet? It allows you to just stay curious. Stay curious, ask yourself really powerful questions, and then go from there. So, for example, if it is your schedule that's holding you back, can you do a time audit? Maybe check how much time you're spending, you know, on social media. I put a time limit on my phone for 1 hour on Instagram a day, really intentional time. And to be honest, I was shocked at how fast that hour went. Okay, so really, really be honest with yourself. Take a look at your schedule. Schedule it in if you have to. Carve out that time. You know the benefits are there. You know it's going to improve your life. Okay? If it's that you're not sure what to do, there are so many resources online. There's so many free resources online. On YouTube, there's articles. There's so, so much out there. If you need help with that, let me know. Maybe it looks like hiring a yoga coach, which, shameless self-promotion, it's my podcast. That is exactly what I do, is I help women start and maintain a yoga practice at home so that they can feel better in their body, okay? So if that's the kind of support that you need, please send me a DM and let's chat more. But when you can pinpoint what your block is, you can then start to take action to overcome that block, all right? Then let's think about the motivation piece, because I think a lot of what I hear from my clients, a lot of what I hear from other people is, well, I'm not motivated. I'll get on my yoga mat when I have some more motivation to do so. Okay, so really think here, again, is this a block? Is this holding you back? Because the tricky thing with motivation, the tricky thing is we think we're going to wake up one day and be like, ha, there it is. My friend motivation, she has arrived. Let's do this. When in reality, that is never going to happen. You create your own motivation by taking action first. So we often think the equation is motivation equals action, when really it's action equals motivation. That's it. That's math. Your action creates the motivation. So if you're waiting to be motivated, then perhaps that is good enough of reason as any to unroll your yoga mat, okay? I would also encourage you to get into a studio and take a live class. It can definitely feel intimidating. However, there's a lot to learn when you're in front of a teacher live, because you can get some corrections on alignment. You can start to understand the flow of the practice. And also know that if you've taken a class with a teacher that you didn't vibe with, it's okay. All right. That happened to me early on. I took a class. It was so not my vibe. And unfortunately, it took me a lot of years to come back to the practice because I made the decision based off of one class that yoga wasn't for me. All right. So now look at me. This is my career. So I encourage you, if that's you, if you've been to a yoga class and you didn't love it, to try again. There's so many different styles of yoga that you can explore. You know, there's vinyasa, there's hatha, there's yin, there's restorative, there's prenatal, there's ashtanga, there's kundalini. I mean, there's the list goes on, okay? There's so many different types of yoga that you can explore. There are also no prerequisites for yoga. So it's not like you can, you know, you need to wait until you're at a certain level to go. I've heard someone say like, oh, I'll do yoga when I'm more flexible. Okay, that's like saying, I'll go to the gym when I'm stronger, or I'll go to the doctor when I feel better. It's counterintuitive, okay? You don't have to be at a certain level of flexibility to go to yoga. The yoga is actually going to help you build that flexibility. All right? So really allow yourself to feel vulnerable, because that's where the growth comes from. Now, if you're like, okay, but how can I do this at home? Like, I get it. I'm ready. I want to start. Then I would recommend my Flow in 5. All right? Now, here is what that looks like. That looks like either 5 minutes on your mat, 5 counts of breath work, or 5 yoga poses. One of those three. 5 minutes. So you set a timer for 5 minutes, you get on your mat and you listen to your body. What would feel good? Is it just 5 minutes of sitting in child's pose? Is it 5 minutes of sitting in a cross-legged easy seat Sukhasana position? Okay. Is it just playing? Is it like, let me just see what feels good. Putting on some music, 5 minutes. I'm just going to get on my mat. That counts. That's yoga. Okay. Yoga is a state of being, not a state of doing. That counts. Maybe it's 5 counts of breath work. Maybe you're just doing 5 deep inhales and exhales. That counts. Okay. Maybe you have a yoga coach like me, and I gave you some breath work to experiment with. That counts. Maybe you just pick 5 yoga poses. Perhaps you're going through the sun salutations. Maybe you're like, okay, I want to do downward facing dog, warrior 1, warrior 2, warrior 3, and child's pose. And maybe you're just playing with those 5 poses. That counts. Okay. Oftentimes what we see on Instagram, what we see online, are these really beautiful, bendy yogis in poses that feel really inaccessible. But know that that is beautiful and it looks great, but that doesn't have to be your yoga practice, okay? My yoga practice is so basic. My legs are never behind my head. Number one, I live in a pretty tight body, which is why I keep coming back to my mat to work on my flexibility and my mobility. But because that yoga practice isn't serving me right now, okay? And that your yoga practice gets to be yours. You get to decide what it looks like, what it feels like, how it serves you. It is yours. This is your permission to design your own yoga practice. So Flow in 5 is your challenge for this week. 5 minutes, 5 counts of breath work, 5 yoga poses, and I'm going to throw on a bonus point, 4 5 days. Do one of those things for 5 days. And if you need support with that, or you want to chat more about what this could look like in your life, go ahead, send me a DM or go directly to my link in bio, book a consult call with me. I'll give you some tips. I'll give you some poses so that you can get started right away. And if we feel like it would be a good fit working together, then imagine how amazing your next 6 months will be, knowing that I am in your corner. Yoga flows specifically for your body, for your needs, for your energy, for your lifestyle. Diving into the yoga philosophy that really allows you to show up centered and present and focused. And coaching with me 2 times a month to really explore your alignment, to explore your alignment on the mat and in life. Imagine what your life will look like in 6 months. Again, you can connect with me on Instagram at Jen O Street. The link is in the show notes. and I look forward to connecting. In the meantime, go flow, go get on your mat, and I will talk to you soon.